Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners.
Welcome to
the Paul Parent Gardening Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'll be here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time to answer all your gardening questions. Feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And like I said, we'll be here till 10 o'clock, so 4 hours of question and answer and information about what to do in the garden. And perfect morning to be out in the garden. You look at the temperatures this morning, they're going to be pretty good. And tomorrow is going to be a real nice warm day. Tomorrow might be your beach day. Today it'll warm up for a few hours later in the day, but then cool down. When I say cool down, I'm talking not in the 80s. But that being said, it's going to be a nice one this morning. So I think if you're going to be spending some time in the garden, this morning is the time to do it. So definitely get out there and enjoy it. You know, we had the afternoon rain in a lot of Massachusetts yesterday, New Hampshire. Into Maine later in the day. Some of those storms were pretty heavy. I looked outside during one of the storms, and you could barely see across the street from me. Just pretty intense. It was pretty good. We need the rain. We really need the rain. We are getting into pretty... pretty bad drought conditions, so something we need to be weary of. So it is a good thing that we are getting some of this rain. I would love to see the rain, you know, first thing in the morning, so it could dry out during the day and go from there. But I'll take any of the rain we can at this point. You know, rain is free water, right, for our gardens, especially at this time. But you know, we are getting into a drought conditions all over Massachusetts and parts of, you know, New England. Really, it's getting pretty bad. So, what can we do? What can we do to take care of some of this? Well, you know, if we're watering from home, water in the morning and take care of our plants in the morning versus later in the day, allowing our plants to absorb the water, and when the sun comes out and the heat is out, the water doesn't just dissipate into the air. it's actually going into the plant. Now, it's something that will really help with your plant's growth, etc., is by paying attention to what time of the day you do water. And part of that is knowing, you know, the temperatures, all these things. But it's about knowing the difference between watering in the morning versus watering in the afternoon. So, you know, watering in the afternoon, it does, the water doesn't sit, the water sits, doesn't completely go through the soil, can sit on the leaves, and then overnight, pathogens can start to work their way into the lawn, you know, funguses, all those things. So, watering in the morning is the best thing you can be doing. So definitely, if you're up now, you have some time, definitely try to water in the morning. And that goes for everything. Lawns, gardens, shrubs, trees, whichever. So definitely something you should be looking at doing right now. But this morning, easy day to get out there and enjoy it. It's supposed to be warming up into the 80s around 1 o'clock. So you got plenty of time this morning to get some work done there before, you know, maybe it's all right, I'll sit in the AC for a little bit. But, you know, even then, the plenty of time to do that. So, what else can we be doing? Now, a lot of you, you know, I said a few weeks ago, right, the vegetables can go out there. Still plenty of time to put your veggie garden in. It's still May. A couple more days. And, you know, there are some out there that even use Memorial Day as the day that you put all your veggies out. So, tomorrow, some things to, you know, think about. Still got plenty of time. We're early in the season. Feels like the season's flying by. You know, just day by day, it just goes real quick. But we are early in the season when it comes to your veggie garden. So you have plenty of time to be putting that out, getting that taken care of. So, you know, maybe this morning, today you go out, your local garden center, purchase some of those veggies, get them ready for the season. Because it's definitely perfect time to do it. Now, I do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into it. Nathan, who's up first today?
Karen is in New Hampshire.
Karen, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, I've got a couple questions.
Sure.
I had a beautiful rhubarb plant, and last year it ended up sitting in a icky old pile of water in a part of my garden that wasn't hospitable to it. By the time I got to it, it was really gross and looking dead and moldy and all those awful things. This year, after I wanted to cut it, take it out, you had told me that I could probably cut it at that time, at this time of the year, which I did. It was big enough that I still ended up with three plants from it.
Okay.
I put them in two different places, not very far from each other in the garden. One looks like it wants to do okay. The other one is kind of staying where I put it, not moving much. And the third one is, forget it, it's in a whole different location, and the leaves are all crinkly. That one I'm not even worrying about. The one in the gardens where I have them, the leaves come up, and they're nice, but then they look like they're starting almost to rot again. One of the leaves, I just went and cut it out of the garden. It looks like it's rusty, and I was looking for any kind of bugs underneath it, which I couldn't see. One little black, little tiny something. I don't know what that would be. But I don't know. I don't want to lose it. It's a beautiful. It was a Victoria, and, you know, she's gorgeous. She was gorgeous. I'd like her to come back to be and be gorgeous. But the leaves are not, they're not doing much of anything. And I don't know if it's the soil.
Okay.
or what I'm doing, and then the other one will be a Montauk Daisy question, but okay. I'm worried about my rhubarb.
Now, on the leaves, they're turning brown?
Yeah, they're brownish, and they're curling a little bit.
Okay,
and,
so
yeah, and it goes from brown to, like, a yellow. Like, it's overwatered.
Yeah.
But I'm not even hardly watering them.
Okay. I'm trying to think here. What? Now, this is the new one that you moved?
Yeah, it's the only plant I had, and I cut it because, boy, I never knew what a root system they had.
Yeah.
So I moved the whole plant out. It was kind of like in a lower part of the garden, and it ended up sitting in a bowl of water after all the rain last year.
Yeah, no, I mean that...
Yeah, I took it away. You know, I was like, okay, sorry. I didn't know I had left it, neglected it so much.
Now, is it all the leaves that are affected or just some?
It looks like the outer ones always. You know, it comes up and it stands like it's going to finally be happy, you know, like
yep.
that I'm taking care of the poor thing. but then the leaves start doing that and it doesn't look like much growth.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not going to get a bunch. I mean, I moved it, you know, a month ago.
Yeah,
you know,
no.
Dig around.
Definitely. So the outside leaves that are turning brown and curling, you know, I'd start by removing those leaves.
Yep.
Okay? We have a few other things we can do. I'm going to hit a break here, so hang tight. On the other side, I'll give you more information.
Thank you. We'll be
right back.
Have you ever fed the birds during the winter? It's a lot of fun. But don't waste your money on inexpensive bird food that will not attract those colorful birds and the songbirds. Cheap seed contains filler like red Milo, cracked corn, and white millet. A great seed if you want to attract mourning doves and grackles. But if you want songbirds and colorful birds, use Wild Delight Bird Food Custom Blends. Fresh raisins, cherries, cranberries, tree nuts, vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals. Found only in Wild Delight Bird Food.
I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist, here to introduce new all-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover. Plus, it kills crabgrass all in one easy step. And it has microfeed action, which creates a more nutritious, resilient root zone. That's the key to a healthy green lawn. Make the switch and try the one that weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
New all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced Science-Based Solutions. Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news! Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender-scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay neck wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Karen, and she had some questions in regards to her rhubarb. That was, you know, some of the outer leaves were starting to turn brown and then wilt. Had just been transplanted over a month ago. So, trying to figure out what's going on. So, we started getting into it a little bit before the break ran into us. So, start by removing some of those outer leaves that are turning brown, wilting. You know, it is, when it comes to rhubarb, we kind of run down a list of things that could happen or what, you know, what's going on to try to see what's the issue. And, you know, sometimes those things like that could be overwatering. But as Karen said, it seems hard to believe considering not, you know, watering as much, right? So that's part of it. So what else could it be? Could be a couple things. You know, we look at, you know, when was the last time it got fertilized, right? Because rhubarb is a heavy feeder, so it needs a good amount of fertilizer in order for it to really thrive. You can use an all-purpose fertilizer, like a 10-10-10, without a problem. You could do that this spring. What I would look at doing is if you don't want to go granular, you could go liquid form in every couple weeks. But the granular 10-10-10 is going to sit in there for a number of weeks. So it might be your easiest way to do it. Then we kind of look at the soil, the acidity range, see if that does anything. Well, sometimes with rhubarb, I mean, they can actually have a pH range of 5 to 6.8. So they kind of fit in everywhere. Unless it's very too alkaline, which would be like above 7, which would mean almost all your other plants would have issues. So I don't believe that's the issue. We look at full sun, partial shade. Is it in full shade? It seems like it's in a garden with full sun, so I think that's, not the issue. I wouldn't be surprised if it's just spotty the way the rain has been, the way the watering has been causing some of this, and a little bit of nutrient deficiency, just needing more fertilizer. Now that it's starting to get established in the ground, it's been a month, it's kind of looking for something else. So I'd be looking to add some 10-10-10 to it. I'd also remove the brown leaves that are happening. It could just be partial, and I wouldn't call it a fungus. I would just call it like almost like a natural fungus that's going on because of the weather, where sometimes, we have rain overnight and it causes the leaves to sit there together, causing that fungus. So that could be part of it. But I'd look to be fertilizing now and then possibly again in about a couple months to really help it out. I'd start getting concerned if the leaves were turning red versus brown the way they are. Brown is really a lot better. Red starts to lead into diseases, all those things when it comes to rhubarb. So I really think, it's just the conditions needing some fertilizer. It's gotten into the soil now. It's starting to redevelop, and it's saying, all right, I need something back. So I'd look for it to do that. Okay.
That's great. Yeah.
Now, you said you had another question in regards to a Montauk daisy?
Oh, yes. The ever-ending Montauk daisies, because I keep forgetting. They're beautiful, and they've grown tremendously. The only thing is last year, because I don't think I trimmed them the way I was supposed to. Am I supposed to let them flower like in a few months, like in a month or so? Or am I supposed to cut them way down again and then, or let them grow and flower and then cut them down so that they'll reflower in the fall?
So usually you prune them back early spring.
Is it too late now?
Well, so you should have done it once early spring.
I did.
And then
yeah.
Again around July 4th.
Oh. Okay.
Because you're trying to just get it to bloom late in the season and
right.
Keep it compact. Sometimes if you don't prune it that second time, it gets really leggy.
And that's in July, right?
Yeah.
Like after 4th of July?
Yep.
Okay, I didn't trim them, so.
Right, we'll be back.
And then I'll do some important.
Your lawn destroyed by insects above ground and below. Bayer Advanced Complete Insect Killer protects against both in one easy step. Other leading brands stop at the surface, allowing damage to continue. But Complete's exclusive two-way formula kills insects above ground while it penetrates below ground to control root-destroying pests for up to 3 months. That's the beauty of better science. Bayer Advanced. Better science, better results. BayerAdvanced.com. Always read and follow label directions.
Would you love to have the more colorful birds and songbirds on your backyard feeders this year? Start with quality bird food from Wild Delight. Open a bag and smell the seed blend. Find raisins, cranberries, cherries, along with sunflower, peanuts, tree nuts, and thistle seed. Wild Delight is the only company that adds vitamins, electrolytes, and minerals to all of their seed blend. Keep your birds healthy this year with Wild Delight. No mourning doves or grackles, just beautiful birds when you use Wild Delight bird food.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
Former President Trump at the NRA convention in Houston on Friday dismissed calls for more gun control in the wake of the school shooting in Uvalde, Texas. He joined Texas Senator Ted Cruz and others in advocating for the opposite.
The existence of evil in our world is not a reason to disarm law-abiding citizens who know how to use their weapon and can protect a lot of people. The existence of evil is one of the very best reasons to arm law-abiding citizens.
Trump also advocated for stronger security measures for schools, such as a single entry point, strong fencing, and metal detectors. But the Uvalde School District safety plan have several measures in place already, such as police officers and software to monitor threats and screen visitors. A recount is underway in the GOP primary for U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania. Dr. Mehmet Oz and Dave McCormick are barely separated by 900 votes. USA Radio News. Federal jurors in Washington will deliberate the fate of lawyer Michael Sussman Tuesday. He's accused of lying to the FBI about whether he was working on behalf of a client who has ties to the Democratic Party when he brought the Bureau allegations about questionable links between a Russian bank and the Trump Organization before the 2016 campaign. Prosecutors say Sussman wanted to use the FBI and major news outlets to deliver an October surprise that would have gave the election to Hillary Clinton. A settlement has been reached with families who lost relatives in last year's collapse of a Surfside, Florida condominium tower that killed 98 people. The $1.02 billion settlement to end litigation over the Champlain Tower South tragedy now awaits approval by a judge. This week was a winner for Wall Street, in fact, the first one for a while. The Dow closed up 1,951 points. The NASDAQ was up 777 points. The S&P 500 added 257 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, that number here is 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Karen in regards to Montauk Daisy and a couple things in regards to it, what we're doing. You know, so a Montauk Daisy needs to be pruned twice a year. First is the start of the season to be pruned back to about 6 inches from the ground so that it can really fill in versus getting kind of leggy. I came to the house I'm in September of last year, and they had a Montauk Daisy, and it was leggy in the backyard here. And I was kind of saying, all right, well, what do I, you know, I kind of can't wait to prune this thing back till next year. So early spring, I actually did it in April. I cut it back to about 8 to 12 inches, and right now it is full as can be, I'd say it's probably 2.5-3 feet wide, about 2 feet tall right now, full green, looking awesome, but I know that I am going to be pruning it again in a couple weeks here. It's more like it's almost June, so it is almost like a couple weeks, but it's about a month, right? So usually around July 4th, you cut it again, this time in half, so that it doesn't go to flower, doesn't go to seed, doesn't go to that end there, so that it slows down the growth, gets stronger branching, stronger stems, and then the flowers will come in the fall for us. Usually late September, early October. And then at the end of the season, just let it go for the winter. Because don't worry what it looks like for the winter. Early spring, you're going to be cutting it back to about 8 to 12 inches. I had said 6, but it's more like 8 to 12. I was nervous on mine because mine had become so leggy. I just wanted to make, you know, didn't want to kill it. But I'll tell you, cut it back to about 8, 10 inches. That thing is gorgeous right now. I mean, completely green and full. Wish I had moved it this spring just to a nicer spot so people could actually kind of see it, because I'm pretty excited about it. But Montauk daisies, we're about a month away from that second pruning. If you didn't do the first pruning, that's fine. But do the second pruning in about, it's about a month from now. We're looking at about July 4th, kind of the date that pops in my head. Kind of use time frames, right, that say, all right, this is when it is. So, you kind of look at tax day as the first time to cut it. Then we look at, July 4th to cut it the second time and then let it go. This is definitely something that takes a little bit of work, but is perfect. Now, Montauk daisies as well, it's usually about 3 to 5 years is the best time to split it each year, right? Each 3 to 5 years. I don't mean each year, but each 3 to 5 years is the best time to split it because it can sometimes get so thick. Airflow needs to go through it, all these things. Definitely kind of sets the clock back for the plant and realizes, all right, starting over again, but still can flower for you. Now, I wanted to touch base a little bit, and I'm probably going to say this a few times today, but I wanted to bring up the fact when it comes to peonies right now. Peonies, if you're looking at them, their flower buds probably are covered in ants or have ants on them. And you're saying, I got to get rid of them. What do I do? Well, don't. Don't get rid of the ants on the peonies, right? Ants love peonies because of the sweet, they have a sugary nectar on the outside of the flower when it's just starting to open up. A little bit of sugary type for them. But it's actually beneficial for both the plant and the ant, and actually for you. Now, I looked into it a number of years ago, but I kind of re-looked into it recently because I was saying, all right, I know they're good for it, but why? Well, one of the articles I was reading was saying that the ants being there can actually help with some aphids and thrips, keeping them away. So I find that pretty interesting, but I mean, that's pretty good. If you notice it, I've noticed that the ants on it, if the ants are present, peonies don't have a lot of issues. So it's definitely a good thing to see, When I was looking into it, it was saying that it's a biological mutualism where the ants help, and they actually they say that the ants protect the peonies from aphid, thrips, and other non-beneficial insect pests. So you know, leave them alone. This is the one spot in the garden house that you're saying, I kind of like the ant here. But the ants are not eating the peony. They're not taking over the peony. They literally are actually helping you. They're not causing the plant to bloom more. You know, they're not benefiting in that method. But the ants kind of act as a, they can keep away the aphids and thrips and some others. So good thing to have ants on peonies. Wanted to bring that up because I'm noticing a lot of peonies are in flower right now. Right, they're starting to flower, starting to, you know, they're not flowering, if you will, but the buds are in that form where the green is coming off of the top of the flower, and it's starting to see the color that's in it. So definitely, the ants are a good thing when it comes to your peonies right now. So don't worry about it. Now, ants coming in the house, ants all around, that's another issue that you can be looking at. You know, there's multiple products out there. I like to look at using a kind of a combination of using a granular form in the lawn, like a ant, tick, and flea killer. Bonide has a great one. You know, granular form that, you know, multi-purpose, right? The ant, flea, and tick killer is perfect for, you know, I mean, the ticks are another thing that we worry about, right? So that's definitely something, you know, definitely beneficial. So take a look at using that. And then using some sort of spray around the house, also, or using, you know, some traps or lures to kind of pull them away, right? Pull them away from the house. I'll tell you, ants in the spring are, they're all over the place. So definitely look at using something to get rid of them. We use at my house the ant bait. It's like the Tero ant bait. Comes in like a rectangular form. You cut off the end, it's got a liquid in it. I'll tell you, those I find are one of the best out there. And then if you want to go with a home remedy, use like the borax soap. But the one thing I noticed on the Tero ant traps that I was using, I was looking at the package, right? And the package actually says right on it, made with borax. Right? And you hear me talking about using borax soap to, you know, make your own. Well, some of these already have it. It was interesting to see. Not all of it has it. You kind of got to look at it and see which one. But the one I was looking at the nursery the other day, the one that we had a little bit of borax in it. So it was interesting. But the borax soap, using the borax, some sugar to attract the ant, kind of the same way as, you know, the peonies attract the ants them because of like a little bit of sugary flavor to it. And then some water, mixing it together and creating a solution, right? Then using like a cotton ball, soaking the cotton ball in the solution, placing those in different areas where ants would come in. The sugar attracts the ant, then they bring the borax back to the nest. And it will kill the entire nest that way. So borax is an actual pretty good one. So definitely, if you have ants, combination. Using some of this borax soap, then using a granular form in the yard. I'll even spray the perimeter of the house as well with a insect killer, which is actually something I'm probably going to end up doing later today. Because I'll tell you, ants are just everywhere right now. I don't know about you, but I see them everywhere, and everybody coming in to the garden center has an issue with ants as well. So, we talked about how ants can be good, peonies, but ants can just take over, and you don't really want them walking around your house. Kind of gets a little creepy over time when you have too many, but you get the idea. Anyways, we're here. If you have some questions, you can call us at 855-660-4261. And about 8 o'clock today, Karen from Natural Alternative is going to be joining us. Give us some information of what else we can be doing this time of year. So we definitely look forward to that in about an hour. If anybody else has questions, call us 855-660-4261. We'll be back in a few.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello, I'm your BioAdvanced lawn care scientist.
Where'd you come from?
And I want you to try new all-in-one weed and feed.
What's this?
All-in-one weed and feed. It kills lawn weeds like dandelion and clover, plus kills crabgrass, all in one easy step.
Did you say kills crabgrass?
Yes. Weeds, feeds, plus kills crabgrass.
Wow, really?
With new all-in-one weed and feed from BioAdvanced science-based solutions.
My lawn is going to look great.
Get more from the blue bag. Always read and follow label instructions.
If you like to garden and want to learn more about the flowering and foliage houseplants this winter, go to paulparent.com to get a free email newsletter every Thursday morning. It's free, it's informative, and the topics will change with the season. I also include some cool music videos of the music groups we grew up singing when music was music. I put a new recipe to keep you eating your vegetables, a garden quote to keep you thinking about the garden during a cold winter. Go to paulparent.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Well, it's beautiful out right now. Sky is blue. And nice temperature out there. Might be nice to just get out there and get in the garden earlier. You might need a sweatshirt this morning, but that's okay. It's gonna warm up later, and tomorrow's gonna be a warm day. So this morning might be your best bet to go into the garden and enjoy it a little bit. And tomorrow, kind of, get the water done early and then kind of stay away from it. So. Definitely great morning to do it. Get some coffee, get out there, kind of look around, see what's going on. If you got it all set, just see what's going on. Just take a look and enjoy what you've done. If not, get some things done this morning so you can enjoy the rest of the day. Because I'll tell you, later in the day, warm. It's almost like a beach day that time. So, definitely worth it. Now, I do have a couple calls on the line, so I want to get into that. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Elizabeth is in South Carolina.
Elizabeth, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today? Elizabeth, you there? All right. Hello? Elizabeth, hi, good morning.
Good morning.
How can we help you today?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you perfect now.
Okay. I have a problem that a swarm of bees, about 10,000 bees, descended on my place, and I've had a beekeeper come, several beekeepers. One that came yesterday I think is going to be mostly successful, but we had to tear off part of the house to get to him.
Okay.
So wanting to know what I read that garlic powder, bees don't like garlic powder and they don't like vinegar. Can I be successful by putting that back where they are and then putting the house back?
Well, they do say, you know, that distilled vinegar is a alternative for like a repellent. You know, the other thing is vinegar, sometimes people put it on like mold or mildew that's growing there. So it's not like it would cause any interior damage to the house, right? So it wouldn't be something I would worry about. What you could do is a lot of times they leave them in like open containers. So they can be smelled out there. It's not like just spraying on something. You kind of leave it in like a smaller cup for it. What I would look at doing is doing a combination of that, and then they have like bee and wasp traps, lures, that I would look to pull and put away from the house, so that they're not attracted to that same area. But I would say once it's kind of cleaned out, you know, you have the beekeeper come in, clean it, and the house is put back. It's kind of cleaned up some of those areas, allowing them to get in. But I would look at some sort of lure in a trap. They do have a number of them styles out there. And what it is usually like a... sometimes it's like a cylinder with a cone on the inside where the bee can come right in. It comes to the lure, but can't get out. And then tons of bees just kind of come into that same area. They have a number of different styles, but I would look at doing that in order to lure them away from the house, right? So
he's coming back tomorrow to finish.
Yep.
But he's not sure that he's gotten the queen.
Gotcha.
And we don't want to have a revisit or, you know, just if you haven't gotten the queen, even if you've gotten a lot of bees, you've still got bees that are going to be making eggs with her and before we put the house back together.
Yeah, so...
I say this is severe. never
understandable.
Had this happen.
Well, that's why I might look at getting some of these traps with lures away to pull them away from the house and putting them on, like, the edge of the property or away from the house to try and get them to move, the ones that might be around the area. So I do have to hit a break. I apologize. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. Patricia, excellent herbal formula. I use Extendivite to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Brian, I'm using Extendivite, and for me, it has made a world of difference. God made all these nutrients in the ground. Enough said. Cammy, 5 stars. I feel a lot of energy since I started taking Extendivite. TR, 5 stars. All I can say is, Extendivite works. Buy it, try it, and see for yourself. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.